The communications director of the CPP, William Dewokpo, says homosexuality is alien to the principles on which the CPP was founded. In an interview with Radio Ghana's Jonathan Thompson, Mr. Dewokpo said if the CPP comes to power, they would enforce the ideology of pan-Africanism in promoting African culture of which homosexuality is not part.
The CPP was founded on the principle of the African personality. When other political parties were borrowing European and American ideas of social democracy, capitalism, and so on and so forth, we found our party based on the homegrown ideology of self-determination, social justice, and Pan-Africanism. We believe strongly in our Pan-African and Ghanaian values. And if you take those values, there is no room for homosexuality in there. And therefore, upfront, for CBB, this is not about any debate. We are very clear that homosexuality or homosexualism is alien to the African culture and values. And so, there is no way we are going to endorse that for a minute. So the Christian Council must warn the others who are borrowing blindly and so on and so forth. As for us,
considering that this is a human rights issue, well, let's put religion aside. In other countries, you respect the rights of everybody, including gays. If your party is in power, then you must respect the human rights of everybody because we run a democratic dispensation.
I've laid the foundation that our ideology stands on three pillars: self-determination. And that is key, and that's where we need to be serious when it comes to the application of political ideology. You are dealing with this matter in the political context. Now, our self-determination pillar directs that we as a people must sit down and consider what is good for us. The question is homosexuality good for us? As a political party, if you want to be a member of the CPP and you subscribe to our ideology, it is not an issue to be debated. So the Christian Council are exercising their democratic rights. We, a political party, are also exercising our democratic rights. The point is that our CPP MPs, with an understanding and appreciation of our ideology, are they going to contemplate? Are they going to adulterate our culture? Are they going to make a law to promote homosexuality in this country? I doubt it.
Communications Director of the CPP, William Dewokpo. In another development, the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, tells Radio Ghana's Augustus Akwai that his party totally abhors the practice of homosexuality, adding that government must come out with laws to punish homosexuals in order to deter others from the act. He said the PNC will address the issue of homosexuality in its manifesto.
We totally abhor the activities of homosexuals in our African Ghanaian culture, and we urge authorities, particularly the executive, to pass laws that are punitive enough to deter this practice from arriving in our shores. And where it has arrived, all those who are reported to have any activity or to have any clear conscience in doing homosexual activity must be dealt with according to the most strictest of laws. We think that this is alien to our Ghanaian and African culture. We think that it denigrates our society to the core. And we think that this is an abnormality that should not be encouraged. And therefore, we call on all and sundry to absolutely reject this incipient thing that is entering into our nation.
Will the PNC state clearly the issue of homosexuality and its stance on it in your manifesto come 2012 election?
There is always a manifesto drafting committee of our party. And since this issue has become topical, we will make a recommendation to the manifesto drafting committee. Maybe it will come under our health portion. But the manifesto drafting committee will certainly, in line with whoever is elected as flag bearer, put together the ideas of the flag bearer plus that of the party so as not to dilute the party position on many national issues by the individual's own views. But what is essential is that the PNC simply does not support homosexuality. We think that it is an abnormal situation. We think that it must be punished by every circumstance. We think it is alien to our Ghanaian culture. These things must not be allowed and be tolerated. And that this call should not just be by political parties, but it must be by all.
PNC General Secretary Bernard Mona.